This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, it is a good day when it is Friday Eve. It is good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
That was a quick week.
Wasn't it?
I love a quick week.
Hello, Tommy Little. Yep.
Hello, Buzzy. How are you, mate?
I'm well, mate. I'm really good.
That is very good. Yesterday, Bickers, yesterday you were talking about, day before.
Oh, it's been a quick week, as
has,
I said.
It has been a very quick week. About Lego and your Lego Masters. What?
Oh!
Okay. All right. So I have no idea what's going on. There is something on the floor that is making producer Sonda scream. Carrie just stopped.
The best thing that's ever happened on our show.
What was it? Explain what just happened.
Okay, you know how ages ago my mum said the granny flat was really disgusting and needed to be cleaned because Sonda doesn't look after it.
Oh, no.
So I brought in a fake rat and I put it underneath Sonda's seat. And she just discovered it and she's lost her mind.
Oh, my gosh. She pushed her rolly chair back into the door. She's crying.
Please tell me we filmed that.
That was good acting.
We did film that, wasn't it?
That is going to be on our Instagram.
On that for like 10 minutes. Yeah.
You wheeled your chair back into the toilet.
Yes. Cool and calm and across.
We have to put that on mic. Yeah. Can we film that, Tara? Okay, we're going to put that on mic.
At Carrie Tommy Show on Instagram. That's where that's going.
Thank you. That's just given me a spring in my step for the rest of this show.
Who cares what we're doing for the rest of
let's
show.
Not talk Lego.
Bang a tune on, Buzzy.
All right, we do have a big show though coming up, of course. That's a spicy meatball tour. A chance to get over there. And the longest tease in the history of teas is a 24-hour one for the Inditalian.
And we get to the bottom of the Honey Cement saga a bit later.
Oh, yeah, of course. Honey Cement coming up next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Tommy Show.
Done enough pranks in my life.
Haven't you?
No, I think because I was a girl, not a boy. I grew up in a household of sisters. We didn't prank.
Yes.
But now that I have a son and he loves nothing better than a prank.
Pranks are so good.
I'm discovering it late in life.
Do you know my greatest joy still is one of the first pranks I pulled, which was a gumball machine. I taped it above my doorway and I put a little string on the thing that opened it, right, and then tied it to the door handle. So the theory was when you'd open the door handle, it'd pull it down and a gumball would fall on your head. And I called my dad and I said, "Dad, come in here and have a look at this." But my dad pushed the door open with such force that it ripped the whole gumball machine off the wall and hit him in the head, floored him. And I said, "That's a prank." And he just goes, "Pretty mean prank, son."
You know what I'm thinking about what I said before? Maybe it's not that I'm a girl. Maybe girls are pranking all the time. Mm. Maybe it's just that I had such a sad upbringing that we
what
just didn't prank
What other pranks can we play around the swamp? Oh, there's one less blue-tongued lizard in the backyard.
I think I
count them up. There's only 149 now. Ha ha. Gotcha. Hey. We want to talk about influencers, right? Because gone are the days when you used to have to be on TV or even be on a radio show to do an ad. Because now, thanks to Instagram, everyone can be an influencer.
Would you call yourself an influencer?
No. And it makes me – I have a checkered history with influencers because I once dated a girl who was an influencer and we had a moment. And I think the moment led to the end of the dating of the influencer. She was making me take a lot of photos.
Oh, I love this story.
She was making me take a lot of photos of her in new bathers. And after about an hour.
You were a hashtag boyfriend of Instagram.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And after about an hour and about 45,000 photos and me saying, "That's just how you look."
Different angle. What if you're like, you're not low enough. I'm laying on the ground.
This is 10 megapixels of your head here. And I ended up saying, "How much are they paying you for this?" And she said, "They're not, but I get the bathers for free." And I think here's where I went wrong. I said, "I will pay you double whatever these bathers cost just to not have to take one more photo on this effing holiday."
Yeah.
And we ended shortly after that.
Yeah.
But then we were having
But she got the free bathers.
She got the free bathers. Yeah. And they're still with her. So that's good. We were having an influencer chat.
She can't wear them again because every time she wears them, she just thinks of you.
And I didn't know we had an influencer
among us. I know.
Because Bickmore, is it you?
No.
No. And it's certainly not me. What about the bearded lady in the camouflage top over
Caitlin.
There?
No, it's not Caitlin.
Very
Do
good,
you go Buzzy. By Buzz on your Instagram or Chris Bazina?
No, underscore Buzz7 is my Instagram
underscore
handle.
Underscore Buzz7. Yeah. Not Buzz number one, Buzz7.
No, all the
big influencers. I think it's underscore Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian 7.
7, yeah. Buzzy, I didn't know that you were an influencer.
I didn't think it was this weird until you guys brought it up, but I don't know if you'd say I'm an influencer, but I sometimes post
the paid posts.
I'll say I found a really good dog groomer that I love, which is Petticoat by Caroline.
Most of us just get our hair cut at a hairdresser. Sure, go on this about is, how you this go is to the
for
dog
my,
groomer.
This is for my little puppy, Winston underscore multipom. Just giving out all the Instagram handles today. So I had a little arrangement with them where I'll post a couple of things on my Insta story and
How did that come about? Did you say, did you know I'm an influencer? Can I post for you in exchange for free grooming?
Okay.
I said, what's your name? And you said, underscore Buzz7.
Listen, here's actually what happened. I hit them up on their Facebook page and I said, I want to bring my dog in. And they said, sure, that'll be $80 or whatever. I don't know how much it costs. And then I was like, okay, they obviously don't know who I am. So then I hit them up on my Instagram. Which has Amazing. Anchor for Carrie and Tommy, and then they go, bring your dog in for free. We'll look after
Amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Yeah, no. So,
I just needed to know again. Mm. How many posts do you have to do per visit?
7. So I do a few in the beforehand.
You have
few
to
after.
Do 7 posts per grooming session, which costs how much?
Maybe $80. I could be wrong in that price.
To round it down. Yeah. You're doing it's $10 a post.
Yeah, I reckon that's good
if
value.
If you're a company out there and you want to be advertised with underscore Buzz7, $10 per post is what it'll cost you.
I think that's good.
Great, Buzzy.
Mate, well, they just got a free on-air post. I mean, that was worth a lot
Petticoat
of money.
By Caroline. They're great dog groomers.
Yep.
There we go.
Giving them a lot. I love it, Buzz.
Yep.
I think it's great. And I reckon... I want to hear what other people, other influencers such as yourself,
of course,
are getting for free.
Can I just specify, are they posts or stories?
I do a little bit of both. I do stories and then I'll do a post. And my dog's got an Instagram, so they're all over my dog's Insta.
Sure.
Yeah. This is as sad as I thought it would. But I forgot that we're encouraging calls, so I think it's great. 131060, give us a call.
What if you're getting paid to post.
Yes, I'd love to know. Influencers all around the country, give us a call. I want to know.
Are they that? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I reckon there's hot girls everywhere that are getting paid,
hot
getting
boys
free
like
stuff.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Cute puppies.
That's what I said. Hot young ladies everywhere. Getting. I want to know if you're getting stuff for free or if you're getting paid. What's the weirdest thing? Give us a call on 131060. You also a great chance to plug your Insta.
How many followers do you have, underscore Buzz7?
Maybe like 2,739.
Mate, that's gone viral.
Maybe 2,739.
I love how you pretend to unlock your phone as well.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We have an influencer in our midst.
I know.
Buzz underscore 7 or underscore
Buzz7?
Underscore Buzz7. Yeah. So that means you couldn't get Buzz7. You had to get underscore Buzz7.
Yeah. And then when I had Twitter, I couldn't even get underscore Buzz7. So I had to go Buzz7 underscore. It's very confusing. Yeah.
Wow. That's hard for your followers to keep up with that.
But everybody already follows him.
Of course. 1,000. What was it? How many?
2,700.
Oh, gosh, but that's amazing.
I think, and if people don't know the kind of grandiose stuff we're dealing with here, for just 7 posts, Buzz got a $70 dog grooming session.
Sorry, I've actually got to stop you there. I get it multiple times. So,
right.
But
yeah.
Do you have to do 7 posts every single time?
Oh, absolutely.
You go...
Yeah.
When I get his nails clipped, sometimes it's like just 2 or 3.
Yeah.
How do you like vary that up?
It depends on the post. Oh, so I was like, because Winston's my dog's name, he'll like drag me to Petticoat by Caroline. Like, he'll like drag me. So I'll do a post going, off to Petticoat today. Winston's dragging me. Then I'll do like a before and after post. A couple of things like that.
Yeah, great.
That's good. It's good stuff, Cassandra.
It's great content.
Cassandra, are you an influencer?
I am. Well, my rabbit is.
Awesome. Awesome. What's your rabbit's account?
Mr. Bigglesworth Rabbit.
I love it. And how many followers does Mr. Bigglesworth Rabbit have?
70,000.
My God.
Good
the
on
rabbit
you,
has more than Buzz underscore, no, underscore Buzz 7. Oh, wow.
And what type of stuff are you getting for free?
We get all rabbit products sent to us from all over the world. We get clothes sent to us from all over the world because he's hairless.
So you can dress him like Peter Rabbit and stuff.
Yeah. There's only 4 in the world like him, and we've got one.
Wow.
So how did he gather so many followers? Because it can be hard to try and get your numbers up.
Yeah, well, he's so rare that when I posted a photo of him on Instagram, it just went crazy. So the Daily Mail picked it up, the Dodo picked it up. A lot of news people picked it up.
Hold on, we're just looking at your rabbit now. Paint the picture because I can't see it.
It kind of looks like a...
Oh, wow. Oh,
it's,
oh, Cassandra, it's quite shocking. That I mean, it's a different looking
rabbit. It's very phallic, isn't it?
It's so, it doesn't have hair. So it looks
quite pink.
It almost looks a bit ET-esque.
Looks like a penis has got a bit of fluff on it.
Have you been told that before, Cassandra?
No.
Sorry, Cass. But it's gorgeous. I mean,
what are we laughing at? A rabbit that's got 70,000 followers. I mean, he's the one laughing at us.
And Cass, have you charged for any posts? Are you getting any cash for posts?
Oh, we do get through his photos and stuff for the media. We get paid through his stories around the world.
And how much you post?
Oh, it sort of depends. It really varies. So England pays the most.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
How much?
We get probably $70 a post. For him?
That's seven times because Buzz is charging.
And we're going to London next week. Buzz, that's your time to make some money over there, mate.
Oh, I know, that's exactly. I just like started rubbing my hands together when I heard Cassandra say that. Thank you, Cass.
Hey, Cass, thanks for getting involved. Yeah, that's awesome.
What about Bo? Can you top that, Bo? Are you the influencer yourself?
Hi, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just swallowing my KFC.
That's all right.
Is that a paid endorsement, that bit there?
You guys figured it out.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram handle, Bo?
Bo Peter Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm part of a YouTube group with over 2 million followers on YouTube.
Are you the Janoskians or someone?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah.
You've got 500,000 followers, Bo.
Yeah, I'm on him here.
I know, it's crazy.
Oh my gosh, what do you do? Excuse my ignorance, but what do you post on there? What are you all about, Bo?
So we used to post a lot of pranks and stuff, and then we got into music and kind of followed that career.
I remember you, Bo. I've met you at Australia's Got Talent many years ago.
Is this Tommy?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. How you
That's
on,
the
man?
Show you've called in.
Karen Tommy show.
No, he wasn't sure. It could be _Buzz7. Bo, and do you get paid for posts?
Yeah, so a few years ago when we really picked up, we got paid $20,000 to use a filter on a YouTube video.
Oh, my God.
And so what are you getting now, bro?
Ridiculous. That was probably the easiest money we ever made. All we had to do was chuck the filter on the YouTube video and then put a link down in the description below.
That's crazy.
One of the most random ones that I've just got recently was promoting a pillow for $1,000.
Oh. And was that a post or was it a story?
No, so it was a story, and also the company asked if I could send pictures over to them so they could promote it on their Instagram.
So what, you just like set up a camera and had you lying on the pillow?
Yeah, I got my brother to do it. So I've stopped doing those because it's just, like, weird.
We got some of the Janoskians
here. That's an area you could pick up, Buzz, because if Bo's not doing it anymore, there's
a gap in the market.
There's a gap in the market for some pillow posts.
What if I do some pillow posts in England?
I reckon there's more money.
Yeah.
I reckon you just start doing pillow posts.
Yeah.
And a pillow company will come on board.
And then if that doesn't work.
That's a great plan.
And if that doesn't work, just take your pants off, stick some fluff to it and say it's one of those rare rabbits.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, finally, it is time to do this.
Is that word Indian or Italian?
We don't know.
Alan Jones.
Alan Jones.
In Italian.
Yeah, we hope this is the time that we actually do this. We're still not 100% sure.
It's only our 22nd attempt at having a go at this game, so hopefully.
The funniest part about this is you went, I've come up with a little funny thing we can do. And it was just going to be an off-the-cuff little thing.
And that was in 1996.
We failed at it. So we've tried it three times. And now it's become this huge thing. Yes. And I don't even think it's that funny.
No. so good to see
It's been a real long run.
It was funny when it was just an off-the-cuff thing. Yep. Now I think it's just not that funny.
Should we just do something else?
No. Let's do it. Let's do it.
So the premise is that whatever accent you do, it always seems to venture into Indian.
Yeah.
And so we've got producer Santa, to source some words. Some of them are in Hindi and some of them are in Italian.
Yeah.
And we don't know which one's which. And you're going to put your back into it and say it in your finest, what you think is an Italian accent.
So I'm going to do all of them in an Italian accent.
Mate, it doesn't matter what accent you think you're doing. It always ends up being the same thing.
Okay, okay.
We've got, is it Aisha or is it Aisha?
Aisha with an
Aisha.
I.
Hey, yeah. Aisha, you're on the line to play the game. I'm not really sure why you're here, but we'll see how we go.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Albergo.
Oh, one more time, because?
Albergo.
Okay, what do you think, Aisha? Do you think that's an Italian word or an Indian word?
I want to go with Italian.
What do you think, Buzzy?
Albergo.
I'm going to go against Aisha. I'm going to say Indian.
I reckon it sounds... Aisha, I'm with you. I reckon it's Italian as well. Sonda, is
I don't
Italian?
Know.
Okay.
Yes, it's Italian.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, I told you I had a good Italian accent.
Let's go to the next one. Aisha, you stay with us.
Yep.
Okay.
You can keep going until you get it wrong.
Okay. Gobby. Oh.
Sonda, you're not meant to just put in... Sonda's got confused with her things to do list.
What was the word again? Sorry, Carrie. What was the word again?
Gobby.
Aisha, I'm so sorry that you have to be part of this. Aisha, what do you think of...
Aisha's already had a guess. Don't we need to go to Carl?
No, because she was going to keep going.
She
got
sorry.
Wrong. Yeah, yeah.
So, forgot the rules of the game.
Aisha, what do you reckon?
Oh, I'm going to go the opposite this time. Indian. I have no idea, though.
Is that purely for the sake of its opposite of what the other one was?
Yep. That's just
I'll really try and make it as Italian as I can make it.
Yeah.
A gobby.
Okay. I know. I feel like I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going with Indian.
Okay. Okay. Buzzy, what do you think?
I know what it is.
It's Indian.
Yeah, right? It means cauliflower.
Oh, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. There you go.
Oh.
Fun fact.
There you go.
Good stuff. Aisha's still going. On to the next one.
Oh, this is stressful.
Okay, ready?
And fun.
A chitty. A chitty.
Aisha, what do you reckon?
I'm going to go with Italian.
Ooh, we still got Aisha.
Yeah, till she gets it wrong.
I know, but I feel like we could go to other people just to get some other people. I mean, I really like Aisha.
Aisha.
But I feel like we could have some, like, involve lots of people then. It's more fun.
I didn't think it was possible to be more fun than what we're having now. we'll go on to the next one anyway, because I reckon that's wrong. I reckon that's an Indian word.
Okay.
I think I'm wrong.
What is it, Carrie?
Yes, it's Indian.
It's Indian. Okay. Great stuff. See you later, Aisha. Great job. Thanks for playing the first.
You want me to keep going?
Possibly last one. Do I want you to keep going?
Yeah.
Look at my face. Does it look like I'm having fun? Yeah,
okay.
We keep going.
Good. Okay. A charm car.
Kai, what do you reckon, great man?
Oh, I reckon it's Indian.
Ooh, I reckon you're correct.
You want me to do it again? Charm car.
Yeah,
that's Indian.
That's Indian.
Yeah,
okay. But you see, that I wouldn't do it if I was doing an Indian accent.
How would that sound?
sorry, getting a jump car.
That is almost exactly the same.
A charm car.
And give us Italian again.
A charm car.
It's exactly the same.
I mean,
think we're done. Are we done?
Let's give Kyle $100 to spend at tradie.com just for sticking around for.
I feel like
17 minutes.
Deserve the tradie voucher. She partake for like 5 minutes.
All right. Well, we can discuss that off air, which is what we probably should have done with this break.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
My cousin told me something this morning that has completely freaked me out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. In fact, if we had a bit of ding.
All right. That was my cue, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Good. Ding. Set the scene.
According to speakers, that is ding-ling-ding. Ding.
Ding. It is. It's exactly what that is.
Ding.
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 Ding. Ding. Ding. So she's texting me this morning and she said, how are you going? And I said, I'm tired. I was awake at 4 a.m. with Addie. And she said, I was awake too. How's this? And she said, I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
So I was laying there going, go to sleep, Fran, go to sleep. And then all of a sudden, she said, I heard my phone being tapped on as if someone was entering my password. Yeah. And I was like, what? And she goes, yes, it was on the bench, the bedside table on the other side of the bed.
Right.
So I turned over.
Is it a single partner? Is anyone
got a
else
partner,
in the bed?
Fast asleep.
Fast asleep. Okay. Fast asleep. Yeah.
So she rolls over to like see who it is that's opening her phone. Yes. Maybe thought her daughter in the middle of the night had come into her bedroom.
Yes.
there is nobody there, but her phone password is being clicked open
so
on the screen.
The screen is lit up.
And then the screen's being scrolled through.
Oh.
How freaky is that?
You know what else is freaky?
What?
I just heard a ghost noise.
I know. Now it's even more freaky.
What do you mean? So something...
Something was in her phone.
Okay. Ghost or hacker?
I don't believe in
hackers.
The first.
They're real.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Okay.
Right?
Mm.
But I find that hard to explain.
Yes.
So I'm more inclined to say hacker.
But is it an iPhone?
Yes.
Unhackable.
Are they?
Yes. There was a thing recently where a 13-year-old kid hacked an iPhone. Anyway.
So what about all this WhatsApp thing that's going on at the moment? People are saying reset your WhatsApp because people are getting into your WhatsApp. Could they get into your WhatsApp on an iPhone or not?
Yes, but that's a thing that then just happens through WhatsApp, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's still on your iPhone.
I just know there's been all these like court cases where Apple refused to give over information and even the cops in the States couldn't hack.
I feel like we've lost the ooh.
No, but I'm saying
it's back.
That means
it's a ghost.
Ghost. Absolutely. Also, is your friend ever, I mean, does she ever
cray cray?
Or does she hit the, you know,
the bottle?
Yeah, and the other, you know.
She is neither of
like
those.
Like when you and Addie were up at four, was she up at four still? Cohen, off her chops, bro.
She loves a party, but no.
Oh, no. Okay. So that's out.
So that's out. So
hacker's out.
All I can think is ghost. That's what ghost. She thinks it is. And she's a non-believer too. So I want to hear non-believers turned believers. Because they saw a ghost.
Oh.
If you were a non-believer and you're like, oh, there's no such thing. And now you're like, nope, there he is because I saw one.
Would you simplify it down to...
No, I wouldn't.
Have you seen a ghost?
This is my segment.
Okay.
No, because there's people that
okay,
see
so, no,
ghosts.
Hang on.
No, just so
I get this right, you've got to be a non-believer who's born in a leap year on Feb 29th.
Because if you're somebody that sees ghosts, right, you're just one of those people, I see ghosts. No. It's not
you're
fun.
Doing,
it's one of those people that's like, I never believed in them until I was driving on this dirt road. It was 2 a.m.
Yeah, what happened
and
then?
And the trees started swaying in the wind.
Was it windy?
Yes.
Yeah, the trees were swaying. Okay,
see, more fun.
So this is your condescending way of saying, I don't want nut jobs.
No, I mean, if you're a nut job, I'll take that too.
Yeah.
But I do prefer if you were a non-believer and I want to know the moment that made you believe.
So we're going to filter through and we're going to put the non-nut jobs to the top of the pile.
Yeah.
Then we're probably going to finish on a nut job just for a bit of fun.
Great.
Sounds great.
Right.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Get the scene happening. Put us back in the mood. Okay.
Oh, God, there's no need to stroke my leg like that. That's weird.
That's the ghost doing that. Yeah. I'm nowhere near you.
Ghost has very delicate hands. That's quite rough, to be honest.
My cousin was lying in bed last night and couldn't sleep, and then she heard this. And she rolled over and her phone was being opened, the password was being put in and then scrolled through, and there was no one touching it.
Yeah. It
could only be a ghost.
Yes.
It almost would work in Hughie and Kate's Tingly Thursday.
Yes.
Because that gave me little tingles.
Yes.
Mm.
Because our show's on before then.
Yes, we can't do that.
Oh.
I also think it's Tingly Tuesdays.
Pardon?
I also think it's Tingly Tuesdays,
no,
isn't
it? No, it's Tingly Thursdays, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, my apologies.
Yeah, you stay out of it.
Are we all whispering because we assume if we whisper, Hughie and Kate won't hear us?
Angela. Were you a non? Were
Mate,
you a non?
It's just ghost stories. It's just
no. Were you a non-believer originally, Angela?
Yes, I was. I was very against ghosts until this happened to me.
Okay, set the scene. What happened?
All right. So I'm 18, and I'm with my younger brother, and we're going to visit my auntie, and we're up one night watching some Netflix while my auntie and uncle are in bed. And all of a sudden, we could hear, like, a really high-pitched voice talking. Oh, no. But it was, like, really quick, so I couldn't make out all the words. And it happened, it was going on for so long that we actually turned off the TV and it was still going.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah, and it was the worst thing was my brother and I looking at each other in shock. And I was so scared that night that I ended up sleeping with him. But the next day, I got up and I talked to my auntie and I was like, do you have anything in the house that would make a noise like that? And she was saying no. And I was like, well, there's one word I could make out and it was Snooky. I kept hearing Snooky. Yes, Snooky. And my auntie goes,
That's what you were having with your brother.
I know, it was really weird. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'm like just hearing things because I'm like, Snooky, that's a weird word to hear. But I told my auntie and she goes, that was your great grandmother's dog. Yeah, I freaked out. I had never met her. I never knew anything about her.
No, but it was high pitched and quick. Could you give us a bit of the voice, Ange?
It was like, Snooky, Snooky, Snooky.
Oh my God, that's
that'd be enough to make me sleep.
Awesome, Angela. That's exactly what I wanted. Nick, first question first. Were you a non-believer?
You don't want to do 13, 10, 16, have you slept with your brother? Sorry, Nick.
Sorry, Nick. What did you say?
I was definitely a non-believer.
Okay. What happened? What turned you to believing into ghosts?
I was driving along with a friend. We were on our way up to Noosa. We did get a little bit lost and ended up in Gympie.
Okay.
We then had to work our way back through these windy, dark roads at night with no lights. We come around this corner, and behind the barricade, we both seen this person standing there.
No.
Oh, my God.
I look at her, and she says to me, that was my grandfather.
No.
Who had passed away.
Did you go back? What? Oh, he was dead. Okay.
We got to where we were going and told her mother about it. Her mother freaks out and says, it's his birthday today.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've got goosebumps.
Been a believer ever since.
Mate, that's a cracking yarn, Nick.
Wow. See, it's good when they were non-believers and became believers, isn't it?
Oh, mate, it's great. And then we said we were going to put a nut job on at the end.
Yeah.
Jody, I'm assuming that's you?
Oh, thanks.
Well, I wasn't sure. I didn't line up the calls, Jodes.
Are you a nut job, Jodes?
No, I was a non-believer and stayed at my friend's house at the Gold Coast. And I sat up one night and I thought I was having a dream and there was a little boy sitting on the suitcase at the end of the bed. And I said, how did you get in here? And he disappeared. And I got up in the morning and I said to my friend, gee, that was a strange dream that I had. And she said, what was it? And I was telling her and she said, you've got to be kidding me. She said, that little boy has been haunting this house for I don't know how long. He actually died at the house. He had an accident. And she said, not everyone sees him, but only a few selected people have seen him. So I really never believed until I had saw that he had an accident and he'd fallen through the railings and he died and he was only a young boy. So, yeah. Total believer now, even though you think I'm a nut job.
No. I'm sorry, Jodes. That's a cracking yarn as well, Jodes.
Wow. What do we do now?
Oh, well, I'm gonna cry and go sleep with my brother.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A lot of great athletes have an off day, right? That's just something that happens. Mm. Michael Jordan turned up and most days it was really good.
Mm.
And occasionally he had a stinker.
Are you worried this is going to be a bad segment?
I'm worried it's going to be an absolute
stinker. Does that mean that you think most days you're firing?
I've just called myself the Michael Jordan of radio. Buzzy hit us.
There's been many great debates held over our time. Is the earth flat or round? Moon landing, real or staged? Do you wear undies under your board shorts? But now Carrie and Tommy are here with the debate to end them all. This is the Great Debate.
You know what you needed at the end of that? This is the Great Debate.
Yeah, that was
a Hugh Jackman song.
Great, done.
That's what you need.
Just
to go back a step. I've never heard the debate of whether to wear undies underneath your board shorts. Is that a great debate?
For guys, yeah. Absolutely.
Is it?
Buzzy, what do you wear?
I wear nothing, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, I wear nothing as well.
Why would you wear undies?
Well, you just go to the beach and next time have a look. There's a lot of dudes with like their jocks sticking out of their boardies.
Yeah, but I'm saying why would you wear undies?
I guess so you can ride your boardies low, like if you want to have that dropped ass look, you know?
Then take forever to dry.
But hey.
Then they take forever to dry if you wear undies underneath them.
absolutely.
Actually,
but
Chris
but it's
wears
also,
undies underneath but it's because also, whenever I go to do the washing, when I pull the washing out, I have to pull the undies from inside the okay.
And it's also to hold your nuts in because if you have boardies, often if you're sitting there with your legs up, people can see.
So modesty.
Yes.
Okay, great debate.
So a lot of these debates, I think, have gone on for too long, and I would like to just address one of them each day.
Each day?
Be a
I'm calling it already. This is a once-a-month
And I want it to end the argument so we don't go over it anymore.
Like the moon landing, you just want a definitive something.
Yes. But
let's not do that one, though, because I think
Well, I'm starting with far more trivial.
Okay.
Maggi noodles, beef or chicken?
Chicken. All the way.
See, I reckon beef.
What?
Beef is heaps better. I was brought up on chicken. I didn't discover beef till later age, and I was furious that I'd ever been given chicken.
To be fair, I've never had beef.
You see? You see, Buzzy, what are you having?
Chicken.
Why?
Well, because I had the variety as a kid, so I didn't like yearn it. Is that the right word? Yearn for it? So
yeah.
I just like chicken now.
We can all agree that chicken and corn is gone. Right, not even in the
not in a magic form. Magic noodle?
Yeah, it was that light blue. I'm colorblind. Oh. It was lighter, some kind of color.
Because chicken and corn is a great combo together. Was it not good in magic noodle?
It was awful.
Form? Right,
that's why it's not even on the plate for the great debate.
Here's a question: yes. Do you put the
juice?
No. The flavoring into the juice, or do you drain the juice, then put the flavoring on the noodle and mix it through that way?
I have it without the flavoring at all.
Oh,
then,
what?
Then does it matter whether you're having beef or chicken?
I'm joking. All right, so this is how I make
noodles. People would have it with nothing on.
This is how I make them, and I think this is the best way through experimentation. I make the noodles and get them softened up there and hot, and then I drain all the fluid out completely, and then I put the flavouring in and mix it round with the noodles and have that. So with no soup at all.
That's what I just said.
Is that what you said?
I was so
fired up that I wasn't sure.
Yeah. So we've ended that debate, how to cook them.
Yes.
How does this debate end? So currently we think chicken, you think beef.
Well, you and Buzz?
Yeah, we think chicken.
Yeah.
Beef? But you haven't had beef.
No, but I know I haven't, but then I can't say anything other than chicken.
Mm. See, willfully naive. Sonda.
I don't eat red meat, so it's chicken for me. It's not fun, I'm sorry.
I don't reckon there's... I reckon it'll be one of those things like chicken salt, there's no chicken in it.
I know, but if I don't eat beef, why would I want to eat beef-flavoured noodles?
Because they're better than chicken.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Okay, Caitlin out there.
Yeah, I go chicken.
Yeah.
You go, yeah. Hi, you've reached Caitlin out in the corridor. Yeah.
In Holland. Yeah.
Ah, you're cool. Yeah, Caitlin?
Chicken.
She just said that. I think you mean Belle.
What's Belle?
What's Belle?
I don't really like either, to be honest.
Okay.
So why did you want to come on and talk?
Well, we did ask her, that's fair.
But I thought we asked her because Buzz went, we better ask Belle because she looks sad. Like yesterday when I called her Sonda's friend.
Did you say our friend? I do notice...
So I feel like we've ended the debate, chicken.
Well, we could go to our callers, but Belle and Caitlin are too busy on their high on being on the radio that they've forgotten to answer phones completely. So
I know we've got a caller here. Who's that?
Nah,
do we dare put
them
out here?
I think chicken's won. Unfortunately, my great debate has not swung in my way.
No. It's a fascinating segment.
Oh, Benny.
Mate.
Benny.
Hang on.
Please tell me. Oh, no, Liam. It's Liam.
it is Liam.
Liam.
Liam, beef or chicken?
It's got to be chicken. 100% has to be chicken.
Great. The debate is over.
The debate's over. Okay. Back again. Oh, Alex. Let's go to Alex.
Oh, my God.
Alex. Alex, beef
Even
or chicken?
Even if Alex says beef,
hang on.
It's not going to be.
No, because the last answer is the one we take. Alex, is it beef or chicken?
It's chicken, but I do mine with...
There we go.
Carrie
Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Very excited.
Hello.
Hello, legends.
Why are you so low, Tommy Little?
Oh, no, I've just had... Katie, you might be able to help me. You've had such a fantastic career in radio. Have you ever had a day where you just suck?
You don't suck today. What are you talking about?
I've had a stinker.
What do you mean?
Yeah, no, he's had a shocker. I was going to text
that every day?
I was going to text him.
He's just searching for compliments.
Yes, he needs a little sugar, our Tommy Little. Why, yes. What have you done today?
I've brought new segments. I was full of hope and joy for them, and they didn't go very well.
You know what? If you want to cheer up Tommy, slide into his DMs on Instagram.
Oh,
you just say
the DM slide. Yeah.
We did borrow your we didn't borrow the actual opener, but we borrowed a little tingly Thursday type theme for one of our segments today. I hope you don't mind.
Did you get tingles?
I did get tingles. One of the callers freaky, like really freaky. But the reason we did it is because my cousin in the middle of the night could hear her phone being tapped, like as if someone was pressing on the buttons, like to open the, the password. And she rolled over and her phone was lit up and her password was being entered and then her phone was being scrolled through and there was no one there.
Well, that's weird.
What? Isn't it?
Right. Well, how come you?
Oh, my God. I nearly got them just then.
Yes.
Was it Alexa? Was it Alexa? Did she live with Alexa?
Well, that's what I said. Maybe she was being hacked.
This is weird.
Why are we why are we going over your content that you bought? Why aren't we revisiting some of my great content?
Sorry. Tommy wanted to know, is chicken Maggi noodles or beef Maggi noodles better?
Yeah.
Well, what if you're a vegetarian, mate? What are you going to? There's a lot of vegetarians out there. What about mushroom Maggi noodles?
Oriental.
There's no meat. There's no meat.
Yeah, I don't think there is any meat. No.
It's just essence.
Is there any chicken in chicken salt, by the way?
No, there is absolutely not. I've had chicken in chicken salt argument a lot of times. But there is something that stops vegans.
What you're saying, Tommy Little, is that chicken salt is pretty much like chicken nuggets.
No chicken.
You know what? My wife calls chicken nuggets nugs, and she thinks it makes it sound cool.
I call them nugs.
They're not. Don't say. Why do you call it? Don't call them nugs, guys.
Let's get a little nug.
No, yeah, nugs. Nug. Just,
no, I don't like it.
I don't like a nug.
Chuck is a nug.
I love a nug.
Sounds really weird. It's strange.
No, I love it. I reckon it's great. Anyway, chicken or beef, Katie?
Okay, I don't want to ruin your party, your pity party.
Yes,
but I'm an Indo-me girl.
Pardon?
Wow.
What's that mean?
Yeah, I'm Indo-me. No,
we you know were speaking about this the other day.
In the packet. Yeah, we did. Yeah. With the picture of the fried egg on it.
Yes. They're very Indonesian ones,
and they've got all the seasonings.
They are delicious, but they weren't one of the options that I gave you to choose.
But also, you know what? I reckon it makes Kate's trying to be hipster and bring some sort of exotic, Byron Bay type noodle into this equation.
They couldn't be more readily available, especially if one travels to Indonesia.
Yeah, exactly.
What was your broke meal? Like, what was your broke go to meal when you were starting out?
Toast.
Don't all answer at once.
Don't think what I had. I had a lot of 2 minute noodles, actually. 2 minute noodles were, and baked beans were always poor people's food.
So, what flavour did you have if you were vegetarian?
I wasn't then, Carrie. I've lived a full life. I've tried everything.
guys, are you glad that you brought your other segment that didn't go well?
I hope you all don't take any offence to this. And actually, I think you all might be happy, but I'm leaving.
Yeah, I reckon we should as well.
See you, guys.
I haven't told you what the secret to my broke meals was.
We're giving away more tickets.
My best secret to my broke meals. Has he left?
We've
got to start, Katie.
My best secret was going out with one of my lecturers who would take me out for dinner.
Ooh, there we go.
Smart.
That's spicy. Spicy meatballs.
Spicy. All right. Like what you did there.
Hughes and Kate, they have your next trip.
I just weirdly feel like I'm talking in your show on my own.
I think you are.
They've got your next trip to London.
Yeah, 5:30.
And Bologna.
Oh, all right, Buzz, wind it up.
All right, I'm trying to. That's a spicy meatball tour. Another chance to win with Hughes and Kate up next. Carrie and Tommy, hopefully back tomorrow.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.